We begin with looking at how to prevent someone in the first place from carrying out a mass shooting. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Guns at School, in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, experts say it can be very difficult to profile or predict who could do something so horrible. But ABC crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett says make law enforcement aware of what you see.
As you come upon somebody that you see is very isolated, talks in a very dark way, seldom comes out of their house, that does not make them a mass shooter. But they are somebody that needs help.
Garrett says it would get police in front of people who may want to commit violent acts. He says around 30%+ of mass shooters want to commit suicide. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, how do you stop an active shooter? And how do you prevent a mass shooting before it begins?
Roughly 30%+ of mass shooters want to commit suicide.
Investigators say they need to know if you see a potential threat.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Guns at School, live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, it's the old saying, if you see something, say something. Former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the best way to deal with mass shooters, whatever their drive, is to make law enforcement aware they are out there.
Based on a tip, based on a phone call, we'll go and talk to people and do an evaluation of them. It's not perfect. But it may, in some cases, get us in front of people who want to commit acts.
Garrett says someone who is dark or isolated or demonstrating odd behavior may not be a potential mass shooter, but they may need help. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.